This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Summer Olympic Games are just a couple of weeks away, and all eyes are on Brazil for all of the wrong reasons. They're in the middle of a presidential impeachment down there, a grinding recession, some big public health concerns as well, and that is just a partial list. Julia Carneiro is a correspondent for the BBC in Rio. Julia, it's good to have you on.
Hi, Kai. Good to talk to you.
Tell me, would you, first of all, with 22, 23, 24 days left until the opening ceremonies, how goes it in Rio? Because honestly, the headlines are terrible.
Well, yes, the headlines are pretty bad, and that is really affecting the mood here. You can see all the preparations around the city. There are lots of construction work on the streets, but there's so much negative news here. There's so much concern with the economic recession that Brazil is facing, the impeachment proceedings that are being faced by the president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff. So much going on, and people aren't really imagining the Olympics being here yet.
What happens then when the opening ceremonies begin? Are they going to be ready?
The International Olympic Committee this week has concluded their final visit to Rio ahead of the Games. And they say Rio is ready to welcome the world, and the city, the venues are ready for action. There are big infrastructure projects that are still to be delivered, namely the subway line being built to connect the city, the main tourist neighborhoods, to Barra. That's the neighborhood where the Olympic Park has been built. That is only going to be delivered on August 1st, which is a few days before the opening ceremony on August 5th. So that's really cutting it close.
What happens down there when a big sporting figure, there was a golfer the other day who pulled out. I can't remember his name, but what happens when big name athletes pull out? Does that sort of get people going, oh man, here we are again?
It does. It does. That's a good description of the feeling. Zika is the argument that's being used by these golf athletes, the fear of the Zika virus. But the World Health Organization has been repeating that this should be a concern for pregnant women or for women that are trying to conceive. So they say it shouldn't scare off visitors that are just coming for the fun of the games.
Of course, Brazil had the 2014 World Cup, and while it was not perfect, they can certainly point to that and say to the world, listen, we did this, we can do the Olympics, right?
Yeah, so 2014 World Cup, it's a good comparison because ahead of that event, there was lots of skepticism about Brazil's ability to host such a big event like this. And in the end, things did work out. So we're seeing another streak of pessimism at the moment, and of course for different reasons, and I'd say perhaps for more serious reasons, but the events are going to happen.
Part of the infrastructure development that's happening, part of the money that's being spent is being spent on moving people out of the favelas, the slums, and sort of advancing sort of the global cause over the poor of Rio and Brasilia in that city. What's the popular consensus as to whether or not it's worth it for Brazil to have hosted these games?
There is quite a sense of disappointment. If we look back at 2009, when Rio won the bid, and all the expectation that there was back then of the games, that the potential that the games had to transform the city and to bring change, many of the promises that were made back then were not fulfilled, especially cleaning up the Guanabara Bay, where the sailing competitions will be held. That was not done. And so, of course, this brings lots of disappointment to the city and leads to and about the day after,
right,
what legacy will be left.
Julia Carneiro, we got her at the BBC Bureau in Rio. Julia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai. Good to talk to you.